Sampradaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Panchakau Katarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today is a most auspicious occasion with so many wonderful devotees who are attached to Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami, and to those who are attached to him have gathered here to hear about him and speak about him and remember him and learn about him and learn from him. Yesterday, it seems so long ago, but yesterday, I was sort of disintegrating for different reasons, and in the end I went to the beach, and eventually got some time alone to chant, which I really needed to do. And, you know, after the first 16 rounds, I started to feel more like myself. And as I was thinking what had happened and what do I have to do, I thought of, you know, my different dear friends who understood me in different ways, different aspects of me, and helped me in different ways. But I was thinking, still, somehow, I had come to this state, and there's really no one who understood all of me. And then I thought of Krishna. And I thought, well, yeah, that's what Srila Prabhupada always said. Krishna's our best friend. He knows everything about us. He's closer to us than our jugular veins. One thing I heard when I first joined, that Prabhupada said, that, yeah, I should just confide in Krishna and depend on Krishna, and then, you know, I'll never be disappointed, and I'll always get the right guidance, and I'll be satisfied. And I sort of took a step back and thought of Tamal Krishna Goswami. And I thought, actually, he understood me most completely, you know, in most different aspects and on most different levels. And, you know, there was no one who understood me the way he did. And, you know, that is Guru. The Guru is the external manifestation of the Super Soul, and the Super Soul understands the living entity most intimately and most completely. So we miss that association. But still, you know, it's in another way, it's a challenge for us to develop our relationship with Krishna more and to, you know, take more shelter of the devotees, the assembly of the devotees, and maybe even to express to them more about ourselves so they can understand us better and help us more. But the final conclusion of the whole thing, which I expressed to Dr. Carl at the end, was that Tamal Krishna Goswami knew exactly what he wanted, or what he needed, and he arranged for it. And that's something we have to learn. Listening to the different devotees speak, I had so many memories and realizations. When Sri Ananda Prabhu mentioned that those who receive the idea that, you know, he could be, as it was said of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could be as hard as a thunderbolt and as soft as a rose. And Bhakti Kaur was saying how he felt he wanted to experience the other side, more of the sauce. He felt the others were more fortunate. So there was one incident where I really did, I mean, there was many incidents where I got the sauce and I deserved it. But there was one in particular where I felt elated. I didn't always feel elated. In fact, this time strikes me because I did feel elated. But I tell it in brief because it is late. But it was in November of 1977, within the last weeks of Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence on earth, and he wanted to form the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust to try to improve relations among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And so he wanted to invest some money in the trust so that the trust could finance the completion of different projects in Gaudiya Mandala Bhumi, and he specifically mentioned projects of his godbrothers that his godbrothers were unable to complete without help. So I would handle, as many of you have heard, Srila Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is my home, Bombay is my office, and Mayapur is my place of worship. So I was based in Bombay, and in Bombay I dealt with a lot of Srila Prabhupada's financial affairs and legal affairs. So he sent me to Mathura to register the new trust with a friend of his named Bhagachi, who was a local devotee, Vanaprastha. So we went. It was very hot, and you know, the whole situation was very difficult. But after hours and hours, we finally returned with the document. I brought it to Srila Prabhupada's room and left it and went to take rest because I was exhausted. So I had a very small room in the Vrindavan Temple guest house. I actually was very exhausted and sort of wanted to forget the whole experience of dealing with Indian lawyers and courts and heat and rickshaw drivers and everything else. So I was lying in bed for about 10 minutes, and there's a very loud banging on my door, I thought, who could be banging like that? And there was only one person. So I opened the door, and there was His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, and he was furious. And he came in, and he said, you know, you have made such a blunder. You know, Srila Prabhupada is furious. You have registered the Bhaktivedanta Charitable Trust. That's not the name of the trust. It's the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. There could be so many Bhaktivedantas. There's only one Bhaktivedanta Swami. You blew it. So, where do I have to go? You have to go tomorrow and redo the whole thing right. Now, the reason I was elated was that Tamal Krishna Goswami and I were very friendly. We had become very friendly over the years. And there was so, in other words, his interest was so closely aligned to Prabhupada's interest. And, you know, I was just trying to be in harmony with the two of them. It was all together. But this incident made it clear that the center of our relationship was Srila Prabhupada, and that when it came to Srila Prabhupada's service, Tamal Krishna Goswami would not compromise. You know, he wouldn't be nice to me in a mundane way for the sake of a mundane friendship at the expense of Srila Prabhupada's service. And that made me so happy, you know, that our relationship was spiritual. It was based only on Prabhupada's service. If I made a mistake that was detrimental to Prabhupada's service, he would let me know in no uncertain terms. So that made me very happy. And I knew it, but it confirmed it. The other thing that always struck me about him was how qualified he was, to put it in a word. And hearing the different devotees speak just expanded on the wide range of how qualified he was and what being qualified meant. And I know that I could never do a fraction of what he could do. But what I did get out of hearing the talks and thinking about how wonderful he was that even though I can't do anything like what he did, what I can learn from him is to give myself fully to the service of the spiritual master and give myself fully to the devotees, which he did. I may not be able to, I can't help them the way he could help them. I don't have the capability. But what I can do is learn the spirit of giving myself to the devotees as he did, and giving myself to the mission of the spiritual master as he did, even though my personal contribution will be very, you know, limited and insignificant compared to his. And that we, you know, we are who we are. It reminded me of an instruction that I got, or felt I got, from Sridhar Swami, our god brother Sridhar Maharaj. And after he left, just be yourself and make your contribution. So you know, that's all we can do, and that will please Goswami Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And then the other thought I had was that I always sort of long for the day when I'll be back with Srila Prabhupada. But when that fortunate opportunity comes again, I'm sure that someone else that we all know will be there with Srila Prabhupada. And you know, going back to Srila Prabhupada means Srila Prabhupada with his associates, with his most confidential servants, and that means Tamal Krishna Goswami. And that our relationships are eternal. I always felt when Srila Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Goswami were personally present that I had a direct relationship with Srila Prabhupada, but at the same time, my relationship with Srila Prabhupada was also through Tamal Krishna Goswami. He helped me, as Bharadraja Prabhu mentioned, he helped devotees to approach Srila Prabhupada. And he helped me to approach Srila Prabhupada, he helped me to understand Srila Prabhupada, he helped me to understand how to serve him better and please him. And that will continue. That relationship will continue. And that, that's encouraging. Our dear godbrother Bhurijan Prabhu, he's sort of an intellectual and an independent, so sometimes he would feel a little restless with some of the ways of the institution. But Srila Prabhupada had written that, you know, we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual sky. So after Goswami Maharaj left, Bhurijan Prabhu commented to me that statement that we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world, now that Goswami Maharaj is gone, it's becoming a little more attractive. So, that's the essence of ISKCON, Prabhupada and Prabhupada's mission, Prabhupada's service, and Tamal Krishna Goswami was, you know, the most wonderful and loving extension of Srila Prabhupada's mood of love and care for the devotees and for the world. And also, Tamal Krishna Goswami was the main executor of Srila Prabhupada's will. Certainly one of the main, I would say the main, in the field of practical activity. So he embodied both Prabhupada's love and compassion and strictness and everything. And he also expanded Prabhupada's mission in very practical, innovative, dynamic ways. And sometimes His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami would say that there can be devotees who are very strict followers, but they're not so creative or imaginative or ingenious. And then there may be others who are, you know, creative and imaginative and ingenious, but they're not so faithful or rigid. But internally, he was very, you know, completely surrendered to Srila Prabhupada and completely adherent to his core principles. But at the same time, like Prabhupada, he was very innovative and imaginative and creative in terms of reaching out to people and offering them Krishna consciousness in ways that they could appreciate and accept. And it's wonderful that we had him in our lives, both for the, you know, because he was, just like Srila Prabhupada was like an extension of Krishna in the material world. Tamal Krishna Goswami was an extension of Srila Prabhupada that we could know intimately and reciprocate with. And he would reciprocate with us and, you know, make it all more real and practical and approachable, feasible. That's the last thing that came to mind was I had so many experiences with him in so many different contexts. There's hardly anything that I could do that I hadn't done in some form or another with him already. And so I can remember him. He was always ahead of me. I remember a little after he had his surgery, I had my surgery. So he could teach me all about what it means to have surgery and what it means to recover from the surgery and all the details. And commented, you know, that I always stay a few steps ahead of you. Prachandra Goswami is referring to a famous picture. I think it was a favorite of both of us because he liked it so much. He made copies and gave them to his friends. It was on Radhastami in Vrindavan. And, of course, you know, as Gaudiya Vaishnava, and especially at that time, with what we were studying in Vrindavan and learning, so we gave more importance to Srimati Radharani, service of Srimati Radharani, and we liked Krishna in the mood of chasing after Radharani. We didn't want Radharani chasing after Krishna, we wanted Krishna chasing after Radharani. So on Radhastami, but of course Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyway, as it happened, the temple had brought these little, you know, the small roots of deities, brass, brought in Krishna into the courtyard, and they were on a swing, and there were different talks and cultural presentations related to Radhasana. And then afterwards, we had to carry the two deities to the altar. And I don't know, I lucked out. I got Radharani, and he got Krishna. And I was like a little bit ahead, which is just the way we wanted it to be. And then someone put that photograph of the two of us together, and I was like a little ahead. But otherwise, on the more earthly plane, he was always ahead of me and was always very eager to share his experiences and the knowledge he'd gained with me so that it would be easier for me to follow along after him. So I remember 1 year, this is just an example of how all these memories. So I don't know how it happened, but it was, oh yes, because it became a tradition that on Radhastami we'd have a boat festival, take the deities on Lake Casitas in Ojai. So 1 year after the, now we've learned better. We have the picnic at Mother Vasi's house, but that year, you know, we had it in the park. And, you know, after being on the boat for 3 hours and all, we needed to use the men's room. And I guess some of the ladies need to use the ladies' room. But anyway, it turned out that it was far away. And, you know, I was really just hoping I could get there in time. And at the same time, trying to look very dignified and proper, but inside I was just hoping I could get there in time. I went all the way to the, I think we had to like find an opening in the fence or something to get through, but anyways, way at the other end, and finally just got there, and it was locked up. Yes, they lock it up after, and I didn't know what to do, but there's only one thing to do. Go to the bushes. And that, as it is, somehow I was feeling deep separation from Goswami Maharaj, and going in the bushes heightened it even more, because it reminded me of all the times on Parikrama when we would go to the bushes together and try to look very dignified and be inconspicuous about it. And it was part of the whole rush of going on Parikrama, that we, and we were so together, like one wouldn't go without the other. If one went, the other had to go. It was like, there's something, you know, you wouldn't leave me behind, you know. You had to be together so no one would be uncomfortable later. So, you know, so many memories. It is sad that he's not with us. Definitely sad. But, you know, we get solace in this association and in these discussions. And we know that he is there for us. Now he's there for the whole movement. So many devotees, Kandapa Mundri as an example, is not his disciple. She's had dreams about him. He's active. He's still active. Very active. So that, we miss him, but we are able, you know, he does manifest his presence. And then we have each other. And I think he's very pleased. I think that was one of the main things that he showed at the end. Of course, kirtan, hours and hours of kirtan, but also just being together. Of course, kirtan is the best way to be together. And just uniting everyone. And I think that was one of the great almost lessons from his departure, was how the whole ISKCON family was united as never before. Everyone in Mayapur and people who went there came. They just all united in glorifying him. And it's almost an example of how sometimes a Vaishnav can do more in separation than in his personal presence, although we miss it. But what he did in his departure, bringing everyone together, and not only bringing them together, which itself was a unique achievement, but bringing them together to glorify a Vaishnava, which is so important for us you've learned to do and to do more often. This is just in another example of the same thing. He's brought us all together. You know, we know each other, and but he gave us an occasion to actually come together and, you know, remember him and glorify him, and in the process rededicate ourselves to Srila Prabhupada and his mission and strengthen our affectionate attachment for each other in Srila Prabhupada's family. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I go permanently.